A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Luke tells us in today's Gospel that Jesus spent the night in prayer before he chose his 12 apostles. Did you wonder ever what Jesus prayed all night? Did he kneel, stand, sit, lean against a rock, look up at the stars? Do you think maybe he dozed off at times? Did he pray the Psalms? Did he just have conversation with his Father, talking and listening? As he discerned whom he would choose to be his closest followers, did he go through the good qualities and the weaknesses of each of the men he considered possibilities? I'm guessing he did all these things. Knowing he had a big day ahead of him, he went to the mountain to spend time with his Father. He was preparing for what he planned to do the next day. And when he came down from the mountain, he called his disciples, and from them he chose his apostles. He probably realized there would be some of his friends who might be hurt that they weren't chosen. He had to face that difficulty and trust that what he was doing was the right thing for him and for them. Don't we have similar experiences? Important decisions to make, realizing that what we decide will have far-reaching effects and may not be pleasing to everyone concerned. Like Jesus, we must go to the mountain, not only when we have important decisions to make, but on a regular basis as well. Our mountain may be a corner of our bedroom where we can have privacy and try to shut out distractions. It may be in our car, riding home to and from work. It may be the swing on the front porch. The mountain is very accessible because it does not depend on any special locality. The God whom Jesus found on the mountain is within each one of us. Jesus was fortified when he came down from the mountain. He was ready to choose his apostles. And when great crowds of people came to him, bringing their sick and needy to hear him and be healed, power came forth from him, and he healed them all. Even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were healed. One lesson from the Gospel today could be to teach us the need to spend time with our God on a regular basis, but especially when we have something of importance to deal with. We will be able to deal with the situation, and not only the situation at hand, but any and all the unexpected events that will find their way into our lives. There are many books written about prayer and many methods of prayer. But it seems to me that one basic rule concerning prayer is, find your way to the mountain. And don't just show up, but stay put for a while. Dear Jesus, you realized how important it was to spend time alone with your Father. You were always in communion with him, but there were special times that you set aside to spend with him in a very intimate way. Please help me to realize how important it is to set aside time for us to spend time with each other. I know you will answer my prayer because you desire this even more than I do.